everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Naruto Revuto, a Naruto Shippuden rewatch podcast. My name is Josh, and I have water coming up through my floor.
Oh.
I'm joined by Tim.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Jesse.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jesse, and I'm excited to talk about Itachi.
And I'm Josh, and I'm excited to talk about the moon.
Ooh. Oh, weird up.
That damn moon's at it again.
Weird fucking up.
Yeah, they just blow it up like a Dragon Ball Z. That's the one good thing.
Exactly.
And I was going to give that to Goku. Piccolo did it. So Goku still sucks.
It got blown up twice though, right? Piccolo did it and then someone else did it.
I don't
it.
Remember if they wished it back, but I feel like Piccolo did it both times.
That sounds fair.
Piccolo stayed blowing up that moon to save the planet and no one gave him the credit for it. The true black experience.
Piccolo, we love you. Shout out. Let's give it up for Piccolo right now.
Absolutely. My hands up are in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. I like that we all had a public meltdown freak out because we have now run out of legal ways to watch the dub.
Yep.
Yeah.
What in the H?
Yeah. Yeah. Streaming sucks.
Yeah. It was funny because like, I feel like we mentioned it offhandedly and Tom was like, I mean, I recorded it. We were like,
no, it's out there. Like they aired them on television.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Boruto is dubbed.
Yeah.
So it's not I've like they this. Just skipped to it. Like they dubbed
That's
it.
That's so stupid. Viz Media. Meet me out back. I got something
honestly,
to tell you.
It sounds
honestly.
Like they got paid, and that's, I'm mostly like, okay, fine. As long, I mean, they got their money.
Yeah.
So cool. But I am still like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine watching these. No offense, the Itachi episodes, they feel like filler. So there's a few times I was looking around, and like when I was Googling how to watch later episodes, right? I did it. I don't give a fuck. I just Googled it. I can do whatever I want.
Wow.
Tim's getting crazy.
And people were like, yeah. I think this is based on a light novel or like bits and pieces of it are like in the manga. So it's like canon based off the light novel and then dubious canon if you don't consider the light novel. But everyone's like, who gives a fuck? It's really good. And all right, cool. I just wish we weren't watching it now. I think.
Absolutely.
Well, why now?
Why now?
Absolutely. Again.
Well, why now?
Again.
Why not? After 26 fucking episodes of filler. I am going to jump out of a damn blimp on top of Kishimoto's home or whoever and Japanese broadcasting caused them to do this. Someone has to pay.
I agree. Someone should be in jail 100%.
I know we complain about a lot, but like it is so soul destroying to get this far in a program you do a podcast about and you just can't scrape up any justification for the sins.
Mm-mm.
Even the, you know, the other justifications.
But. Well, yeah, but every time I know somebody that wants to watch Naruto, I tell them to literally skip every single piece of filler and then they can go back and watch it later if they really want to, but just skip it all because the pacing makes so much more sense. It's still like paced goofy because it is animated and that's like just an anime thing, especially around this era because they didn't figure it out yet.
Right.
But just like skip it and go.
We're past when Attack on Titan came out by this point. So it's like,
I don't think Attack on Jews was out by the before this ended.
I thought it did, but maybe not in Japan.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a peek here. So
yeah, when did Attack on Jews come out?
I don't know when that came out. Episode 451 came out in 2016.
Okay.
So
Tim is graduating. Right to me.
Yeah, Tim is graduating high school.
What?
Oh my god. Oh my god, no way. Attack on Titan came out in 2013?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're way, 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 way past when this shit was okay. Like, I mean, I would love to see an actual breakdown, but I'm like, Yuri on Ice is right around this time, bitch. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but those were created.
I know.
In an era where they didn't already do it.
You're telling me that since they got their little feedies and filler hell. They have to keep doing it. No, we are past it. We are past it. You didn't have to do this.
They didn't have to. Why? They didn't have to, but that corporate exec was like, no, we're going to keep doing it, bitch.
Yeah.
I have something to prove.
That's
to me,
blowing
it feels like,
my mind.
Yeah, to me, it feels like some executive has something to prove, and they were like, no, we're going to keep doing it to prove that it works.
Yeah, and, you know, I bet there's anime, right, like, they're airing today that still do shit like this, but I don't know that for a fact.
I don't know.
You're like, no.
I think,
because all of the good ones don't.
What about Bleach? What's Bleach up to?
What's Bleach up to?
Does Bleach even have filler,
Bleach,
or is it just like...
No, oh, the new Bleach is, like, good. Like, it's
new
like...
Bleach is good, but Bleach has horrible filler.
Because I know that Bleach, like, the Bant arc sucks, but I was like, that might be canon. What do I know?
It's not.
Well, okay. I don't know. I don't
know
about
that.
They
have, like, two, they have, like, I think three massive filler arcs that do nothing to advance the plot whatsoever.
You're right, yeah.
And they're, and the one of the arcs does the same sin that Naruto does, where they introduce a concept that doesn't show up until infinitely later. And when it shows up in the manga, it's actually, like, correct and fleshed out and makes sense. But in the anime, it doesn't make any sense, and it's really goofy. So then when you get to that part in the anime, you're like, what? And it, like, I hate it. It's really bad.
Fumbling that hard after the Soul Society arc should be studied in classrooms. Yeah. I don't care what class it is. Just bring it up, because it's so interesting.
It's, but it bangs now, and I think once they come out with the next...
Was Ichigo, like, 17 or something by now?
Yeah,
like...
but I think when they come out with this next half of whatever season is out right now, that's when they're going to get bear pussy Yoroichi. Did you know about that, Tim?
What do you you mean when she turns back into a cat? Or are we talking about, like... What's up?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she gets, like, lightning powers, like, Hat and Clogs, like, has to, like, puts, like, a shock collar on her or something.
Okay.
And then when he hits the button, it makes her powers go crazy, and she becomes, like, an electrified cat girl. Like, she's, like, thunder paws and, like, cat ears. And, like, her vagina is out, and it's, like, lightning pubes or something.
Shut the fuck up.
It's very, like,
it's Tim, crazy. Do you want to
Tim,
see it?
I'm not
Jesse, this is real?
It's real. Tim, no, when I read the manga, I feel like I knew you at the time, but when I read the manga, I was just like, if this is animated, Tim will die. Like, there's not enough blood in Tim's body to shoot out his nose when he sees this. It'll be like Sanji looking at a girl for the first time. Like, it's not gonna...
I just want to set the record straight. I have no inherent... attraction, like kinkually or whatever, towards cat girls. Can I say that out loud?
But it's Yoroichi.
But Yoroichi, now that's different.
Right.
That's
like, it's less that it's a cat girl. It's more that it's Yoroichi bare nude.
Yeah.
Except for some lightning pubes. And I feel like you're going to be like, excuse me?
And that girl from Outlaw Star is in the mix too. But that's not because, it's not because she's a cat girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm getting mad.
Do you want to see the picture?
I think I do.
Okay.
Tim, are you ready?
I've got it. Well, okay. I don't know if there's another picture, but this is like the official picture.
Ah! What the fuck? Oh my god.
Oh, and that's the thing, is it's gonna be like, you know, it's gonna be Sakuga. Because it's like mid fight. It's gonna be like crazy Sakuga in that shit.
Yes. What's happening?
Because like they have been going crazy with the animation on the new Bleach. They have been going to Sakuga Town. Like I'm pretty sure they got Hiroyuki Yamashita, who works on a lot of Naruto episodes, in the fucking Bleach episodes, like going off. And I'm just like, man, I started watching it and it was good, but the time, and One Piece, and
One
Piece.
Oh my god, I forgot she's goons.
What the fuck?
She's gooning in that picture.
Oh my god.
Well, all right. Well, anime is saved, it sounds like.
Yeah, RIP Tim. I don't know if you're going
to
make it.
Yeah, I mean, just to bring it back on board, when I learned how late Naruto Shippuden aired, it like blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was full on a... like super adult when it ended.
Oh yeah, I remember when it ended. I remember when it ended because I think it ends in like 2000. Oh, I can literally look. It ends in like 2018, I think. Which like okay, it ends in 2017. But I'm sure like it took maybe another month or so. Well, by that time it could have been fucking instant aired. I don't know. So it ended in 2017.
Yeah, it could be done like fucking Crunchyroll, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah. And, like, that was, like, the year after I graduated college. Like, literally, it was, like, when, like, our friend group kind of formed, like, is when Naruto Shippuden kind of ended. Like,
thank you, Naruto.
Thank you, Naruto. Yeah. I feel like the anime especially got really rough because I feel like the anime did catch up really fucking fast to the manga at one point. Because I think the manga was taking a lot of breaks.
Yeah, has anyone seen that Gintama clip of, like, the filler? They, like, explain how filler
works.
Maybe,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I think I know what you're talking about. I think I saw a TikTok of it.
Yeah, and, like, it actually really helps you visualize and understand why filler happens. But, like, basically, exactly what Josh was saying is that if you get caught up to the manga, you can't supersede it, so you have to kind of go sideways and do filler And then once the manga gets caught up, you can go back on track and then so on and so forth. But sometimes some shows like completely derail, like Soul Eater, or some shows end.
Full Metal Alchemist did.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Some shows end. Some shows go back on track, which Naruto does. It's yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little wackadoodle.
But like the manga ended in 2014, though, right? I just Googled it. So
yes, I think the manga did, but I think they were, I feel like I remember reading the manga as it was like week to week. And I think I remember there being like a lot of weird breaks. Like it was just like every other week. And there was like, okay, well, we're going to be off for like 2 weeks. All right, we'll be back in a month. Okay, we're back in 2 weeks. And I'm like, drop an ep and then we're out.
Okay, so yeah, like whenever these episodes are ending are multiple airing are multiple years after the manga is done.
How far ahead do they plan the episodes?
Someone needs to go, I know we said we're going to do this, but I don't think we should do it.
What if they ran out of money and they were like, let's build up the treasury, bitch. Get that filler juice.
I have no doubt they did it for money, but I don't know. It is so wild to see old style bash against new style and then but then realize like, wait, this ended several years after new style like formed.
Yeah. The thing for me is I feel like there was probably, much like anything, there was probably some established system and then the new players were showing up and they didn't have the quote data to be like, oh, well, we could just do it this way because they're doing it and it's successful. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. like, because it's like, you know, people in a boardroom who aren't actually involved in fandom or like they don't watch the show and all that bullshit. And they were just like, well, this has always worked and has always made us money. And then the new people are like, okay, but the binge model has been working even better.
Right.
And they're like, you can't prove that. You have no pie charts. Where's your Power BI? And they were like, where's your Power BI? And they're like, give me a minute. And then the minute came and they were like, fuck.
Yeah, I could definitely see something like that. I could also just see it being old guard versus new guard even.
Exactly.
Sure.
Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, it just, it reeks of old people who are unwilling to change mm-hmm. versus, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Or just, yeah. like, literally milking it. Like, literally yeah. milking the show Naruto.
Like, massive, massive corporations, right? It's like a big yeah. myth. Sort of like you said, like, if they planned out the episodes, do you think that any 12 people could, like, get it changed when there's so much money they could be making by releasing it? Anyways, rest in piss, this filler. I didn't look at it, but it is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, Super didn't look at it.
I did not.
Well, I guess I looked at the titles.
Oh, yeah. One of the fillers of this bit, and we'll get to, like, after the end of, I think, the first episode we cover, I'll talk about it. But there is a filler that made me fucking scream laughing, and I don't know what it is, and I'm never going to look it up. But if it ever comes on accident, I always watch it because it's really funny.
Oh, my God.
But people who are also really funny are our Kages. So let's so give true. Them a real wet mouth shout out.
Okay.
All right, let's kick things off with our good boy, Kage, Carlo Espino.
Carlo, you look so beautiful today. Come in, come in. I brewed you a nice big cup of coffee. And here's a beautiful scone. I know how much you love scones, Carlo. Just let your beauty radiate through here. Take your coat off. Take your shoes off here. Let me massage your shoulders. You deserve it. You deserve everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Carlo. Carlo, I have a theme, as I always do. The game Final Fantasy VII Rebirth has released. It is out. I'm watching my boyfriend play, and then I will probably play it after. It's very fun. It's very exciting. So I'm going to give you guys all characters from Rebirth / the original / remake, because I've seen it all. You, Carlo, are Aerith. Aerith, what a great character. The mage of the group, you know, very vital in that regard. Quirky, fun. She's fun. She's great. And she does really cool magic. Aerith, I don't know. Like I said, she's quirky. She's like a weird girl. But I like that about her. I like that she's a weird girl, you know, because it gives her personality. But she's out here doing the damn thing, talking about different timelines and shit. So, fuck yeah, you're Aerith.
Oh, yeah. Carlo, I have a theme. And it's based around something very personal to me. And that is that I got a cowboy hat recently.
Yes.
Unfortunately for the rest of you girls, it suits me so fucking well. It is crazy. I put that cowboy hat on and I was like, God damn, what? Why have I never done this before? This like,
right.
This like, this compliments perfect. My head so good. So I will be getting a shout out. My shout out's based on the various kinds of, you know, cowboy hats. And I will start off with like just the classic felt cowboy hat. That's what I have. I have a felt cowboy hat. These are just like, quite honestly, the most like when you think of a cowboy hat, that's likely a felt cowboy hat. There's like a certain way of doing it. They have their own particular way of upkeep. But that's just it. They're classic. It's been the same way for like 150, 200 fuck years. They're great. They have great utility. They have great function. They're not too hot. They block out the sunlight from getting in your eyes. They look cool as shit. All I need to do is start smoking cigarettes and I'll be the coolest bitch on the block. And Carlo, that's you. Just classic. Can't get better than that. Next up, Arshuchikage, Jeffrey Tien.
Jeff, you work so hard. I brewed a little bath for you. Here's a little ducky. Here's some tea. Get in that damn bath. Get all warm. Here's some lotions and oils and scented candles. And here's your iPad. It has all the videos that you like because you deserve it, Jeff. You deserve it.
Hell yeah. Jeff, you are motherfucking Barrett. Yes, let's go. Barrett is very cool. Barrett is very disciplined. Barrett has some really cool ideals and sticks to them all the way through. Great character design. Great character design across the board. Gotta give it up for Nomura for that one. But yeah, you get a gun for an arm. You're badass. You're cool in every single regard. Great time, great character. Just like you, Jeff.
Jeff, you are the straw cowboy hat. These are cowboy hats that are kind of made of woven straw and shit like that. These are actually really good for like arid regions that have a lot of sun and are quite hot because they are very, very lightweight, very breathable. A lot of their designs intuitively have like a little spot at the top that's kind of almost meshy, like a lot more open so that like the heat from the top of your head can escape and like cool air can come in. They look great. They feel real casual. And like I said, they're super lightweight and they just kind of move. Usually hand woven too. They kind of bang. Next up, our Inukage, Simon DeMeo.
Simon, oh, get off. It's cold out there, brother. Here, I got you a Nintendo Switch. It has the games on it, and that's all you need. Also, I got this big bowl of hot soup. It's going to warm your dang bones. You deserve it. Don't. No, sit down. I'll do the chores for you. You sit here, and you play your Mario Karts or what have you. You deserve it.
Hell yes. Simon, you are Sid. So Sid, I really like Sid. He has a lot of character and he's just kind of like a grumpy old guy who's been burned. And I just relate to that. I just get that. As someone who's been burned by a corporation, I get it. So Simon, you're Sid, you're a rad character. You bring the airship to the team, which is vital for the game. I'm talking about the original. I don't know what the fuck happens in Rebirth. But yeah, great time, great story beat for you as well. And yeah, great character, just like you, Simon.
Simon, you are a crushable. These cowboy hats are designed to be rolled up. They're meant to be easy for packing, easy to kind of like store. You kind of grab them. They're usually a bit cheaper. But yeah, you can kind of throw it on and it's great. You can roll it up, slap it in the bottom of your bag when you don't need it anymore. And you don't have to worry about having like a full hat box to carry around and have it like keep its shape. They're a little bit more modern, but you know, with modern comes innovation and comes kind of like, yeah, space saving. It's a better technology, if you will. Next, we have our Time Theft Kage, Jeff Ward.
All right, I'm taking the blindfold off. We're at the ice cream store. Yay, get your ice creams, order whatever you want. I'm paying for it. You can put as many stupid fucking toppings on as you want. I don't even judge you for it. You deserve it. You work so hard. Yeah, get the fucking big waffle cone covered in chocolate and fucking Fruit Loops. You deserve it. I know it's $17. You deserve it, Jeff.
Hell yes. Jeff, you're Vincent Valentine. Vincent has dripping in aesthetics. I mean, just again, knocking it out of the park in regards to character design. Nomura, thank you for that. But yeah, you look cool as fuck. Your abilities, at least in the original game, are wacky. You kind of like go beast mode or whatever, or like can absorb fiend power. I don't really remember it. It has something to do with like fiends. You're cool. You keep it together. And yeah, you're just look cool. Like he's always standing around in the room just looking rad as fuck. And that is you, Jeff.
Hell yeah, Jeff. You are the flat brim. These kind of came into style. I say came into style. They've probably been in style for a minute, but they really started to pop the fuck off with the little white girly hipster movement. They're flat brims. Exactly what that means. They're just flat almost the whole way around. Some would argue they're a little witchy. I think that they are honestly timeless when styled correctly. I don't think the hipster Christian girl autumn girls really knew what they were doing. But some people are crazy good in these. They're just like good for being like dark, mysterious, and they're just like kind of fun. Throwing a little button down and act up. That's you, Jeff. And now we have our Orochikage, Samu Mitchell.
Samu, come on in. It's raining outside. I got 17 seasons of Alone queued up, and that chocolate peanut butter Costco trail mix, and I went to Trader Joe's and I got all their fucked up delicious little treats you can put into the oven, and they're so good. Little tacos, little taquitos, little egg rolls. You've worked so hard. You deserve to watch 9 seasons of Alone and sit here on the couch. You deserve it, Samu.
Yes, absolutely. Samu, you're Tifa Lockhart. Wowie zowie.
We stan, honestly.
We love Tifa. Yeah, Tifa rules across the board. Like, literally zero criticisms. She looks great. She is, again, amazing character design. I'll never get over it. Like, I think she's, like, the fucking blueprint. Like, she was the first, like, strong girl, I feel like, in a lot of media. And, like, she is just really cool. Like, her outfit is really cool. Her hair is really cool. Her eyes are fucking red. Like, she's just cool. Like, she's so fucking cool. And that is just like you, Samu.
Hell yeah. Alrighty. I have, yes, the safari hats. Now, listen, when I say safari, don't get excited. Because I'm not talking about, like, the colonizer going to Africa to show it off like it's a big zoo. What I'm talking, I'm saying safari because that's like what this brand particularly uses. But what these hats are, they're cowboy hats, but they're almost entirely made of mesh. You want to talk about lightweight? You want to talk about breathable, bitch? But still having that iconic cowboy hat shape. These are the ones you're motherfucking after, baby. Easy, easy, easy breathable. Great for humid fucking areas. I might get one myself because fuck, it sucks being in Florida. But, and they're cheap. These are only like $55 and that kind of rules. I'm actually probably going to get me one of these. Anyway, they rule, like I said, super lightweight, great for the humidity because it just, everything just breezes right through. Bugs can't get to your head. Truly a banger. We love science in this house. All right, let's get into these butt fucking episodes, baby.
Yes.
Okay, so we are talking about episodes 426. Tim, cover your ears. We're covering episodes 426, 451. God damn.
Oh, wow. What a,
we don't have any Naruto facts right now because we kind of are faxed out until we get a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Per Kim. Mm. So let's just drive just right into this bitch-ass episode. Episode 426, The Infinite Tsukuyomi.
Let's go.
This one was scary.
This is a little scary.
Madara is drawn insane in this one. I'm digging it.
Yeah. He's like, sometimes he looks like a Goku. Sometimes he looks like a completely different species. I love it. I love it. They're having fun with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gang, we took our eyes off Madara for 2 seconds. Now he's in the sky doing moon jutsus.
No.
Time for Infinite Tsukuyomi.
Mm. Oh, the boys got to get in there and stop it.
They really do. They got to get that ass up there.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, y'all remember Tobi Zetsu, the man who yearns for shit knowledge? Well, he's still bonking the Kages on the head with his big, scary wooden Buddha.
So
absolutely
scary.
Mowing through the Alliance red shirts like a scythe through glass. Mm-hmm. Grass. Mm-hmm.
Why are the red shirts not leaving? Get. It's so far past when you could be helpful. Yeah,
that'd be me.
Get out of here.
As soon as I see that Naruto has a new shirt, I can't see that Sasuke is powered up. But when I see Naruto in a new shirt, I'm just like, He's got it, boys. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. I stayed for two different shirts, but now he's got crazy eyes. Nope, I'm out. I gotta go.
Yeah, we're out. I don't know what the fuck's happening. I'm out. Are there more meteors happening? It was good.
I gotta go check the reservoir back there. I'm just gonna go back to HQ and dig through the rubble.
Yeah, I'll be at craft services. If you want anything, I'm not bringing it to you. Thank you. I'll tell you what's on the table. I'll send you pics.
I'm gonna put this granola bar on the ground. You guys can have that. That's my contribution. Yep.
Oh my god.
He gets a text from Madara that the Infinite Tsukuyomi is starting, so he drops his big wooden sculpture in DCs.
So funny and weird and beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This section. This is weird ups. Weird ups.
I was like, did I watch these episodes? I was like, yes, you did. You did do that.
Yeah.
Part of it being the first 10 minutes of the next episode being, you know, part of this story. Mm-hmm. And this episode kind of just like going wild. And then obviously switching over to Tachi and switching from English to Japanese. I was like, what happened in these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Big pieces are moving. Our alliance friends see the huge meteor planets in the sky and go, are we in trouble? And then notice the moon is looking a little fucked up and spooky.
I like that Akimaru was the first one to see it.
Naruto and Sasuke are still trying to pulverize Madara's little meteor planets. But Sasuke senses the big moon jutsu is about to pop off and protects Team 7 with his Susanoo. You know, I really enjoy the Kishimoto as a fan of Final Fantasy 7. Meteor being everywhere.
Yep.
I feel like everything, every anime after that game had like a big meteor attack.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Sure. Okay, I was like standing Sasuke. I was like, okay, Sasuke, like, yes. I'm excited right now. Like, he's, I don't know, like, the way he rushes over to them, especially Naruto.
Yeah.
Yes.
The way he doesn't even consider Sakura.
Dude.
Don't get me started. I was howling.
He's like, I saved you so that me and Naruto can save the day.
Yeah, you're
and Sakura are like, what?
You're just here.
What?
I'm sorry, but like, I do have to admit that every time Sasuke just proves time and time again that Sakura really should have just gone with Rock Lee, it does make me laugh. Like, when he's true to his character of, like, I don't care about you, I have no personality, thumbs up from me, I love it.
I do kind of love, yes, I agree. I love it when Sasuke is mean to Sakura. It's good to me, and makes me laugh, and makes me cry at the same time.
Yeah. Well, everyone else is fucked, though, LOL. Madara completes the Infinite Tsukuyomi as a mysterious, scary lady looks down upon the Earth.
That was funny.
Ooh.
Who could it be?
Tim, were you scared?
Yeah. I was like, is this happening? Or is this not happening? Is this real? Is this not real? Is this a...
When I see that image now of, like, scary lady, I just think of all of the memes where on Twitter where it's, like, the planet Earth and then, like, a CGI hand like squeezing it, and it's like, what would you do if this happened?
Yeah,
I'd shit myself. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd die. That's how I felt. Like, it's that picture of her looking at the planet, and just what would you, Tim? What would you do in that situation?
I'd crawl on a big rock, right? I know they say that nothing it can't be pierced, like, or pierces everything, but maybe if I'm under a big rock, that might help for a little bit. Or maybe I just, like, get real comfy clothes on so that when I'm in my cocoon, I'm, like, you know, good. I'll put, like a moisturizer mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Grab, like, a blanket. Give me the kitties.
Just hold them. Yeah, because it does include cats.
Yep, it sure did. All right, well, listen, what happens now? Are everybody trapped in the jutsu has matching Rinnegan eyes? Oh, how cute. Everyone's got it now.
I feel like if I saw pictures, like, spoiler style of this, I was like, Kirin gets Rinnegan eyes? What are you talking about? Yeah. What is happening? Stop!
I feel like when Fortnite spoiled you, we should have countered it by showing you these pictures. Oh, and you'd be like, so fucking everybody gets...
Yeah.
Go get this bullshit out of my... And you wouldn't have
cared. This is fake. This is all fake. Get out of here.
That's fake fiction.
That would have been clever.
The resurrected Kages are fortunately immune to Infinite Tsukuyomi, but everyone else, including the people and animals without ninja powers, are in the big moon dream. Even the Daimyo.
This is insane. Everybody.
I guess you have to have a soul for this to work, and cats have souls?
I don't know. I don't know. Does this mean every bird is captured? Does this mean every fucking, like,
cats.
Sentient animal is captured? Yeah, fair. So, like, Yeah, I don't.
Right, it's like, do they when you capture Shino, do you just get Shino? It's bugs.
You get all the bugs.
Little tiny cocoons for all the little bugs.
Right.
I don't fucking know. Like, I whatever. We're thinking about it too much.
Yep. Well, Madara then summons the divine tree's roots, which quickly wrap up everybody into gross little cocoons. The third Hokage tries to prevent people from getting sucked into the tree matrix, but we all know that this man will never succeed in being cool or helpful or have a positive impact on anyone's life.
Yeah.
What does he do? What does he do? Like, literally the entire time he was on screen, I was just like, shut up. Shut up. Like, stop talking.
He's just like holding tree.
You're not doing anything. You didn't save a single person. How does it make you feel?
How do you feel about that, huh?
Right. Like, where's your staff?
I don't know.
Probably in Orochimaru's belly. Who's to say?
Yeah, sure. I throw it in. Look what I can do.
Like, sure, he's trying, but maybe you should have tried harder 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Or 40 or 60 years ago, because he was Hokage for 100 years.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna beat you up.
Mm-hmm. Naruto senses that something has happened to his future wife and wants to rush out, but Sasuke stops him. The Susanoo is so dummy thick that the light of the infinite Tsukuyomi can't get inside. Nice.
Hey.
Plus, Sasuke's got the Rinnegan, so his Susanoo is even beefier than usual.
That's good. They're protected. We still have a show because they didn't lose. So
yeah, that's fair.
Let's stay positive, gang.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're chugging along here. Sakura's there. Kakashi's there. You know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? And, yeah.
Sakura just looking depressed, sad, and tired in her, like, 100 healing body, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Lions is so funny when they just cut to her. She's like, ugh,
yes,
this sucks.
Yes,
it's like,
yes.
Girl, I have been there.
Yeah.
You're already on E, girl. Like the battle is just reaching the climax. Like, what are you going to do? What do you have to offer? What?
Maybe you should give some of your chakra to the boys. I don't know. Maybe. Can you give some of the boys, like, each 50 healing body thingies?
Yeah,
or
maybe,
like,
power up Kakashi a minute, because even Kakashi mm-hmm. could probably do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. how much damage can she take with that jutsu active? Should she just get in the way of attacks? And even if it blows her to, like, a million bits, they're all crawled back together. That's helpful.
I still wish Sakura was, like, a weird Orochimaru slug girl. I think that would be so fucking fun.
If she had anything that gave her a personality, I am on board. Like, mm-hmm. anything. She can be weird. She can be gross. She can be
sure
whatever. But, like,
so funny.
Just plain Sakura. Just
what I'm hearing is you'd rather have Kirin in here.
No.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay, here we go. Fine.
Sometimes, like when Karen was over here getting arrested, and they were like, we're going to take you to jail. And she was just like, don't fucking touch me. And it was because, like, she was like crying first, and then they tried to do something. She's like, don't fucking touch me. And then, like, walked into the jail. It was so funny.
Karen's personality is her love for Sasuke, which I also dislike. So, no. It's not
Karen,
gonna work out.
If you subtract the Sasuke from Karen, I still think there's some Karen to, like, latch onto and like. If you subtract the Sasuke from Sakura.
What do you have? Interesting. You just have flower. Like,
you just have
baking flower.
Yeah. On the ground. You just have a pink-haired girl.
I mean, like,
sorry about
when
it.
When is the last time she's done something cool? Okay, I'm done.
When she punched somebody.
She punched Sasori.
Oh, when she pumped fucking Naruto's heart. Well, give her that.
Oh, yeah, she jacked off his heart. That was kind of cool. That was kind of
gross.
Metal.
Maybe that's why, because it was so gnarly.
Yeah.
She was just up in there with her dirty fucking hands.
You know what? I forgot. I'm on Josh's side. Good for her.
Good for her. Good for her.
Good for her.
Not to be forgotten.
Captured ninja are hanging off the divine tree like little Christmas ornaments. And what's this? Gross. Now that the moon's fucked up, Toby decides to separate from his host. And that host, it's Yamato.
Yo!
We found him.
Oh my God. This, like, when I first watched this, I was mind freaked. I was like, Yamato, I forgot about you. Oh my God.
I forgot about him. I thought he was just in the Evangelion zone in the hole back in the base.
I thought he was just getting sucked off by the thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they like mentioned
the Zetsus
once, like, who's in that guy? And I was like, I just thought it was just White Zetsu
being
total.
Weird.
But then once it, like, got hurt and the ear popped out, I was like, oh, that is a guy who's in there. I'm just not going to think about it. Oh, Yamato? Duh. Where's that guy been at?
Yeah.
sense.
He's gooned out, baby.
And then they showed how long he's been gone. It was like, holy, where were we in the world? Transphobic Naruto.
Oh, right. That's right. Because the transphobic with armadillo. Dude, like, I feel like COVID was just ramping down or whatever. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't. Wow.
Wild shit.
We were different people.
Different. Right. I'd love to see pictures of the time.
Right. We're 20 years younger.
Before, after.
Yamato's gooned out. Yamato got traumatized. Oops. He sees the third Hokage and goes, what the fuck is going on? I haven't been around for like 200 episodes. But then immediately gets recaptured by the divine tree. Yeah. LOL, sucks to be Yamato.
God, he loves being in a tree. Lazy.
Dude, poor Yamato. Oh, man. Yeah. I just feel for him so much.
Yeah. That's why.
He came out of a goon coma and then, like, yanked into a tree. Nuts.
That's why I didn't mind so much to see his Tsukuyomi dreamscape a little bit. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then his dreamscape is, like, fucking sad.
Right. And I was like, wait, Madara, I thought you were just going to make it bad for a few people. And then they, you know, I have no idea what fuck happens in the filler, and I don't care to. But, like, when we get back in episode 451, they do, like, I hope, BB recaps of all the filler. And they're all, like, Kiba being, like, the king Hokage that everyone gets dogs. That's funny. So,
oh, my God.
Shino find Big Bug. That's funny. That's what I was expecting. Why'd you lead with this one? Rude.
Yeah, insane. This one, and then jumping ahead a little bit, Gaara's insane. Oh my God.
I mean, that's what, like, don't just give up. Just give up. You're never gonna have a better life than what you have in this weird dream world.
Yeah, it's true. Well, folks, it's time to enter into the dream zone, baby. Yamato has a quick little flashback to his dark past of being a test tube baby, haven't we all? Mm-hmm. He thinks about how he made friends and found good pals in the Anbu and became the temp leader of Team 7. But then he sees Snake with Human Hands Kabuto, who comes out of fucking nowhere and swallows Kakashi whole.
What the fuck?
Team 7 has to save him?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like so random, but like by the end of it, it's like, oh, this has followed dream logic.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
And like therapy 100%. Dream logic, right? Like your repressed emotions. Like, oh, yeah, it's still goofy, but like in a way that a dream is, aka it makes total sense in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agree.
Yamato takes a blow for his team. Kakashi is covered in cum for some reason.
Yeah, like heavily.
Sasuke's here and normal. And together they feat Yucky Kabuto and save Kakashi. Yay. Kakashi covered in cum was, I had looked down and then looked back up and I was just like, what?
Yeah. I was like, this image has had to have only been used for unwholesome reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because they didn't even like try to make it look like anything else. Like it was simply cum.
Yeah.
And then this is Yamato's dream. So Yamato dreamed
this. That's so real.
He didn't
even
want to dream it, I don't think. Maybe he did.
Yeah, maybe
he did.
I don't know.
I guess I don't know. I guess he must have, right?
Yamato has a crush on Kakashi. We all know.
Absolutely. It was so powerful here that I briefly forgot about Mike Guy and Kakashi being married. And then I was like, I guess Kakashi just does that as he walks around. Yeah. And people are like, ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Kakashi tells Yamato that he's making him the new captain of Team 7. Aw, my baby boy just wants a place he can belong and good friends that love him. But this is all just a Matrix stake. It's not real, bestie.
Who gives a fuck? Give in. We are Team Matrix, okay. Leave me in there. And the fact that I'm choosing to be in there, give me some stat upgrades. I don't know. Give me like unlimited ammo. Okay. Give me double jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheat codes, infinite money.
Sure.
No Arms Minato finally wakes up on top of Mount Hokage Rushmore and sees that everybody is captured by that dang divine tree.
How did he get there?
He can teleport there.
Oh, he can?
Yeah, he has one of his things over there.
That's what I assumed, but I was like, did he get kicked and he just flew forever? Why did he do that? I don't remember.
So he could take the balls away from, what's his name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I just want to give a huge shout out to the tree wrapping itself around Kabuto's belly tail when it didn't have to so that Kabuto's cocoon looks like it has a big old hog on it.
Good.
Yep. They didn't have to do that because they didn't outline anyone else's arms, but they did it for him. And I want to say thank you to whoever decided to do that. You are a king and a scholar.
That was a good one. I did appreciate that a lot, actually. Like,
what is that? Oh, that's Kabuto. That's funny.
That's Kabuto, baby.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
what a boy.
All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Episode 451.
Oh, my God.
Birth and death. We got an opening.
Okay. All right.
Line by Tsukima Switch.
Let's gather around real quick.
Let's go. What happens sometimes is that, you know, Kim will like the opening quite a bit. And then, unfortunately, she has one of her bad body days when she can't represent it to the council. So then when we get here...
And then we just get to be hellish.
We just kind of like, doggone it. All right. Josh, you know, let her say her piece, I guess.
Okay, I will read this piece. Hold on. Let me, like, read it. I'll do that justice. Hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tsukima Switch is a rock jazz duo which formed in 1999.
Whoa.
Wikipedia compares them to Steely Dan, which, hell yeah, baby. The duo is still active to this day, and both members play a variety of instruments. The band name might be familiar to you since their music has been used in a ton of video games and anime, including the third opening for Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, the second opening for Space Brothers, which is Kim's favorite anime openings of all time.
Oh, hell yeah.
The second opening for Haikyuu.
Wow.
And the ending song for Silver Spoon. One of their songs is also used as the ending theme for the last Naruto the movie. Kim really likes this OP. Now that we got that out of the way.
Maybe my least favorite opening I've ever seen.
I immediately forgot what was going on.
Because I was stomping my little feeties, being a little grumpy Gus, because I had to switch to sub. So yeah. I was already in the hater zone. Mm-hmm. So I watched it, and then part of my hater chatting is like, and plus, this fucking new OP sucks. So then the next episode, I watched it again after I found out that Kim liked it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Like, why?
Why? There's nothing here.
Yeah, it entered and left my brain instantaneously. Like, I watched it twice, and I...
It sucks.
Is there, like, a crystal or something, or is that the ending?
The ending sucks, too, but it doesn't suck quite as bad, so it feels better.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw clips of this ending before I saw the ending itself, and I was, like, really hyped. This is one of, like... the last openings we get for the show. So I was like, oh my God. Like, I was deep into Naruto at the time. So I was like, I'm going to get to this opening. It's going to rule. Like, it's going to be so good. So I had all this anticipation built up. And then I got to this opening and I was like, that's it? Like, that's it? Like, what? Like, wait, what? And like, the music, I really didn't like the music. And I feel like it's just anticlimactic across the board. Like,
yeah.
It's just boring.
We've made the point before that sometimes openings feel like endings. This feels like an ending.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Nothing happens. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. This gave ending vibes. And again, it entered my eyes and went right out my cuckoo. I barely remember what happened in it.
I mean, all that happens is they all just like levitate a crystal.
Ponder orb and then they grasp crystal.
They wanted to be Final Fantasy. They wanted a Final Fantasy so 14 bad. Collab so fucking bad. And it just never happened. And that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember having to get used to the third Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood opening, and it took me several tries, but I eventually got there, so I'll give it that. So not for me, not for us, it sounds like. Sorry, Kim. Hopefully the good Lord is kind to you, and you can atone for your crimes next week. Mm-hmm.
That's true. All right, well, listen... Dang, Naruto is going stir crazy under Susanoo's protection. My kid has ADHD.
Yeah.
He wants to go out and punch Madara, but without its protection, Naruto will also go into the moon dream.
Yeah, damn, that's so true.
Damn.
Can I rewind a kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have we missed, like, we probably have missed a few openings now by skipping filler, right?
Maybe one.
Okay. I don't know if we've missed any. Oh, we might have.
Because it's only like, chunk. What, 37 episodes that we skipped between the two episodes we covered?
Yeah. Because like, I feel like when we were covering filler we had an entire opening for it.
Yeah, there's like one of the most iconic Naruto openings only exists in filler, and which is really funny to me.
It's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll just have to find out when we watch the filler.
Yeah. We're gonna do it, guys. We're gonna do it. I'm talking to myself, not the audience, not you two.
It doesn't get harder every single week, you know?
Oh my God, dude. It's like looking down a bigger and bigger barrel of a bigger and bigger gun. I'm like, no, I can't do this. I can't fucking do this. But we gotta do it. We're gonna do it. We gotta do it.
Indeed, we see that everywhere else on this good ninja earth is already under the control of the infinite Tsukuyomi. I laugh at this because the earth must be flat in this universe.
Yeah.
Because the people on the other side where it's like that. The daytime are probably like, man, it would suck if Tree Roots came up and tried to grab us.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But they're not asleep
yet. I thought about it, but then I just moved on. I'm like, it's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah, for me, it would just be really funny.
Yeah. I agree.
No, I have no critique, or I don't believe it's a plot hole. I just think it'd be very extremely funny if the America side of the ninja world was like,
that's exactly what I was thinking about. It's like, what all the people from the movies that have the weird like automatons and shit, like, what the fuck? I mean, yeah, Josh, you're right. You kind of just have to turn your brain off on it. And you know, technically, if you think about it, it pierces everything, so maybe it just pierces the earth, right, and goes all the way through.
Yeah, it could be like Northern Lights and just wrap itself around the thing.
Right. Being said, they did explicitly say that they have to wait for the moon to wane a little bit so it loses power. But maybe that's because the tree antenna is getting farther and farther away. I'm not sure.
Maybe it just didn't happen to the whole world.
Oh, yeah, maybe just these people are fucked up by it. So everyone on the Brazil side are just like, they're having carnival. They're having a great time. Don't care about none of this shit. Under the Susanoo shelter, Sakura wants to know what's happening outside, but Sasuke turns around and goes, shut the fuck up, no one cares. Not like you could help anyways. And Kakashi has to tell him to simmer down. I screamed.
Having that be Japanese Sasuke's first line, I was like, yes! Tell her! Tell her! And then being like, why are you being so mean? You guys can't do anything. Just tell her, idiot.
He's saying what we're all feeling, first of all.
Sure. That's fair.
Sasuke really did that. And I love it. I love it too much, I think. Just the way because like he has like this begrudging respect for Naruto where it's like, no, only it's us two only. Mm-hmm. Fuck everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's sexy. I like that. It was just so funny. Like, bitch, shut up. I'm not talking to you.
And Kakashi being like, all right, I have to step up and scold him. And he's like, shut up, Kakashi. You're a weak little bitch, too. I don't give a fuck. And it's wild. good for Sasuke, I guess.
Yeah, it's Sasuke, rad. I feel like. But yeah, I'll just never get over it. Like, we are very close to the end of the show, and Sasuke still is just like, not only do I hate Sakura, I hate all women.
Yeah. Well, at least he's talking to her now, so put that in the compilation.
Yeah. Right? He is talking to her, that is true. He did direct his attention in her direction.
Acknowledgement.
He looked down on her like a goddamn bug.
which is better than not existing.
That's true. That's true.
So real.
Ladies, shout out. If your man don't look at you like a bug, get a new man.
Oh yeah, the Saku Sasu girls are eating this up. Mm-hmm. They love it. They're screaming think pieces.
They are. You say, but they literally are.
They are. They are as hell.
We're both ironic and unironic and good for her.
Yeah, I always laugh when they talk about like, look, Sasuke hates being touched, but look how he's touching Sakura here, and it's him grabbing her hand to be like, I'll fucking kill you, you stupid bitch. If you don't shut up.
Yep. So fucking
The world's so beautiful.
Oh my God.
I love love, you know? But Sasuke has no respect for his elders and tells Kakashi to also shut the fuck up because he's not helping either, which, like, damn. All right.
Yeah.
Naruto tells Sasuke that they have to work together as a team. But Kakashi goes, yeah, you're right, Sasuke. You should leave the team right now since you can use your special eyes to see what's happening outside. Naruto did not like that. Sasuke tells them that they're probably the only ones left not affected by the infinite Tsukuyomi. And we get little glimpses of what everybody is dreaming about in the Matrix. Hinata's is cute. Kiba's is incredibly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Chino dreams of Bug and has evil laugh.
Yep.
Choji dreams of Eat and Wife. Choji mm-hmm. dreaming of... I was like, Choji, run me the Ghibli food immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Shikamaru dreams of Asuma being alive and not getting married.
That was so fucking funny.
That ruled.
That Tamar's like, all right, I'm leaving. He's like, okay, bye.
That was so funny. I was just like, what? All right, whatever.
I feel like it's like he doesn't know how to deal with these emotions, right?
Yeah.
He's so like good at putting everything in a box. He's like, I can't have this. I don't know what to do with this. Yep. Where do I put this?
Totally. Yeah.
So that was so fucking funny.
Yes.
Ino dreams that Sasuke and Sai are fighting over her, Lamau.
That was funny.
That was so fucking funny. Oh, I laughed. I was laughing.
That's so good.
Lee dreams of beating Naruto and Neji's ass and getting a hug from Sakura.
Aw.
Sai dreams about everybody liking his smile. Aw.
That one made me sad. That one made me real sad, for sure.
Yeah.
Conqueror dreams of making a mech puppet.
That was funny.
Yep. The gambit these run.
Yeah.
Tamari dreams about her brothers asking her opinion, Lamau. I did holler laughing at that. Because it's not, it made me laugh, honestly, because I feel like I've seen, like, TikToks or something that relate to, like, older sister, like, in, like, little brothers, and, like, mm-hmm. older sister being, like, sometimes, like, your little brothers become, like, grown, and then, like, you're not a big sister anymore because they're, like, adults with, like, their wives and shit, and I'm like, aw, because you miss being the one they went to. Aw.
Yeah.
That's cute. The Mizukage dreams of getting married in the ugliest dress I've ever seen.
That was funny.
Gaara dreams that his family is alive and loves him.
Cute.
Ow. And that Naruto's there and comes
Naruto's
over
his
to
best
play.
Friend from childhood.
Yes. Oh, God.
God damn.
My whole heart.
Why do you want to wake up? Stay in there.
Oh, poor Gaara.
He looks so happy. It was like legitimately fucked up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And from clicking through the Hulu episodes, it doesn't feel like these are just baby recaps of what happens in the filler. Because like all of these, we pretty much unanimously said were funny and weird.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was like seeing what was happening briefly, like I could be 100% wrong, but it didn't feel like that was what was taking the center stage in the filler as I was clicking through it. But hey, maybe it is.
I would not be surprised if the filler just takes a hard left turn and is like, we're going to do some weird shit.
It felt like it started doing it. And then like halfway through the 30 episodes was just like, nope, they're in the dream. But now they have to do some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, there's one
of the dreams, because I'll talk about it now. One of the dreams in the filler is really funny, and I don't know whose it is, but Hinata is a whore. Like, Hinata has, like, big jugs in a bikini with, like, a fishnet thing over top of it, like, blue eyeshadow during the day, a ruby red lipstick, and she's, like, cursing people out all the time. And I was like, I don't know whose dream this is. I can't remember, but, like, this is the best fucking one of all time.
Are you, confusing that with the movie, because she's kind of like that in the movie.
She is kind of like that in the movie, but there is like a filler episode of it, because I have never watched that movie. I've only seen an episode with her in it.
I think there is one filler episode when she's in it for like half a second like that, but I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me. I also remember this because I think I saw it on, because it definitely did not look movie animated. It looked like C-Team animated it. And I remember there being like another episode started and it was someone else's dream.
Gotcha.
But I just thought that she was a skank and it was funny. And skank Hinata
is
my
her dream, you know.
Like, I feel like she was smoking cigarettes and like giving people the finger. I was like, this version of Hinata is who I went to high school with. Like, this is ideal. this is what that one guy from Greece wanted.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in real life, Sasuke explains that the infinite Tsukuyomi is powered by moonlight and that they can go out once it wanes. Until then though, it's time for an Itachi flashback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time for Sasuke to ponder on the memories that Itachi implanted in his brain before dying again.
Nick was like, what are we watching? And I was like, it's a memory of a memory.
Yeah, you know when he told us about the memory that he saw? Well, he didn't. He hid some, and now we're going to see it. Now we're going to see the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And it's like several episodes.
Like, it's going to be weeks of content.
What the fuck?
Just Itachi, baby. Like, let's go.
I mean, I hear this is good. Like I said on the top of the episode, and it's canon, but, like, why did you do that?
Yeah, I don't understand why this is here.
Because I don't think it happens here in the manga, is my understanding from Googling for like 4 seconds.
No, it doesn't. In the manga, this absolutely doesn't happen. We do not get Itachi Gaiden at this point in the manga. I think Itachi Gaiden happens sometime later. By later, I mean like in the past.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
They had like a gap where they were like, we're not going to write anything for a while, but here's Itachi stuff. Have fun.
Yeah, because it's like written by Kishimoto, I saw, but whatever. I don't even know what a light novel is. I've heard about it. I've asked about it. I've been told it. It's because I've never held one or looked on one on my...
It's a novel that doesn't have sugar in it.
Okay.
And I think it's like, there's no pictures. I think it's just words.
Mm-hmm.
No, so it's not a manga. And I think it's just short. Like, it's just short.
Yeah. Short story. I think the Gaara one was also really short and so fucking funny. Here comes baby Itachi, friends. 6-year-old. Already drafted into a dang war. Hashirama didn't create the whole ass Leaf Village just so more kids could get PTSD. God damn it.
Get him in there.
Yeah, this is, I'm excited for more Itachi content. I love Itachi and everything like that. But the pacing is insane. Not for this arc, just that we're getting this arc.
It's here.
It's here.
Yeah, seeing how young Itachi. Seeing how young Itachi is doing all of these things is bananas. I am happy we get to actually see it because it's literally difficult to visualize, but they do the fucking work to be like, nope, he was cracked from the beginning, from the get-go.
Fully cracked.
Yeah. No, that was absolutely the most interesting part because, you know, we see the other characters as they're young, like Kakashi and stuff, doing their thing. It didn't like quite feel the same. Mm-hmm. But like literally opening up on a battlefield with wee little baby was like, oh, wow, you're just going for it.
Yeah.
Itachi feeds a dying enemy ninja some water, but then the dude gets up and tries to kill him, and his dad saves his ass and tells him, that's war for you, baby.
Oh my God, I didn't catch that the dad killed him. I thought Itachi.
I think Itachi does kill him.
I think Itachi did it.
Because he has the kunai in his hand.
Because I was I took note of that in my head. I was like, Itachi has fucking killed that guy.
Itachi didn't even like look at him when he slit his
neck.
That's why like I could see someone getting confused, right?
Yeah.
And you know, still, I don't think it's 110% certain that Itachi did it. I'm where I'm living. It took me a second to figure out who did it.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I'm pretty sure Itachi did it.
Okay.
And we all agree. So
you all agree.
That 5-year-old fucking killed a guy.
Sure did.
Like, in just the like dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's not in the academy yet. So he's turning 6. I think they said.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Holy shit.
Well, apparently, this is where the 3rd Hokage stepped down.
Yeah.
Also, we get the little tidbit that Sasuke and Itachi's shit-ass dad was nominated to be the 4th Hokage. Dang.
It's rude that they are trying to redeem their father.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
the cop father.
Wait,
yeah.
Why do we hate this guy?
He's a cop.
Naruto loves to do this. They love to redeem a villain. Sometimes it works, like with Orochimaru. You know what? Whatever. Yes, he's a serial killer. Yes, he killed hundreds and hundreds of people.
Gaara did nothing.
Boizus. Yeah, sure, Gaara. But sometimes it rubs me the wrong way. And this is one of those scenarios in which it rubs me the wrong way because Sasuke's dad, like, they write him to be a piece of shit. They literally are driving home the point, like, no, he's a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
And now to come back around and be like, well, you didn't see the whole picture originally.
Yeah, like, it's complicated.
Yeah,
like,
okay. Yeah, it's just.
I mean, I think there's something interesting therein, but come on. I don't know. I think realizing that things are more complicated and inevitable and people try their best, and yet even then, it's doo-doo ass. But still, like, the Itachi's dad that we know is mean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Orochimaru stands in a graveyard and monologues to baby Itachi about the meaning of life and death.
Oh my God.
Like, don't go to him. Someone grab him.
Yeah,
do not let that powerful of a wee boy get near Orochimaru. Crazy.
Absolutely. Weird snake boy Orochimaru.
Yeah.
Like, he's... He incepts Itachi with, like, life is meaningless type shit. It was so funny. Like, I hope the rest of this entire jaunt in the life of Itachi is he's constantly being, like, thinking about that day when he was at a huge mass funeral and talked to a clown and told him that nothing fucking matters.
Yeah. Baby Itachi then jumps off Ninja Mount Rushmore?
Sure.
I guess?
Yeah.
I looked away, looked back up, and Itachi was like, nothing matters. Jump. And I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Again, Nick was watching these episodes with me, and he's like, did Itachi just try to, like, kill themselves? And then I was like, no, I think he's testing his abilities. That's what I said.
Yeah. I think, Josh, I think it's, like, very Darby Allin, like, right? It's like,
yeah.
He's not trying to kill himself, but because life is meaningless, then he's able to break past what he should be doing.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies. But, yeah, like Jesse said, he just wants to train. I'll just throw a little kissy more in there of like, yeah, man, I think he was ready to fucking die if he didn't do it right. But
this shit was fucking crazy.
I thought it was like coolly animated and showed how he became obsessed with ravens and crows and shit.
Sure, yeah.
It was weird. Like the way they animated the cliff from when it started to going all up was like not animated very well, but like it kept going. He's like, ah, this is a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
And so like when he was falling down and his little kid's Target shirt size extra small was like flapping up and stuff like that. And he kept trying different ways to stop himself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked cool. I thought it was right. Yeah, except for the fact that it was a 5-year-old who said jumping his life was death. Willing and then jumped.
He's a different kind of boy.
Yeah.
Like, could we argue that he's like, I guess I'll die. And then he saw a raven. He's like, no, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's possible.
That's the line is he saw a crow. He saw some corvid and then went, I guess I'll live. And then befriends them.
Yeah. The one that like they all flock to him like, you fucking rock. You're metal. And the other one's like, you're a cool guy. I'm pack bonded with you. That was so fucking metal. Just like us. We're called a murder, by the way. Bye.
They are called a murder. Most goth child to ever live, Kim says, and I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like,
some people are goth in that they just wear the clothes. Itachi was fucking about that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a poser in sight.
Nope.
Well, was it on their way home, his mom tells Itachi that he's going to be a big brother soon. Sure hope they grow up to have a normal relationship. Ugly baby Sasuke is here.
Yeah.
Itachi pokes his fat ass little cheeks and goes, life is precious, I guess.
Yeah, him just trying to suss this out. I was like, he needs a damn adult to talk to. Maybe a parent.
He needs fucking cartoons is what he needs. He needs cartoons and a coloring book.
Yes. Yeah. He needs to be distracted.
He needs a cereal box. Like, what the fuck do you mean?
Bro, go play kick the can, you weirdo.
Right. I'm like, what? One, keep away from Orochimaru. Two, give colorful cereal.
Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely.
Give Legos. Like, what are we, like, what is happening in this village? Oh, a bunch of kids throw rocks at Itachi because he ignores them to go practice shuriken. Itachi simply dodges every rock. Coolest little dude ever to live. He's still pondering the meaning of life and death. I thought this was very Tim-coded. Somebody's trying to fuck with Tim, and Tim just simply skips rocks back to hit them in the face.
I'm thinking about deep shit here. Like,
Tim's like, I'm a Christian. Rock.
I'm a Christian. What if God was one of us? You know, a stranger on the bus. And so forth. I did like that throughout baby Sasuke times, people keep asking if he's a little girl.
Yeah.
And I assume that's because he's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh.
I did laugh at that. Oops, today's Naruto's birthday, a.k.a. the day the nine-tailed fox rampaged.
Fuck.
Baby Itachi senses something fucky in the air, and now we get a new ending.
Woo.
Such you, such me, by Thinking Dogs, parentheses, great band name. Couldn't find much on them except that they are a rock quartet founded in 2014 and they are still active today. They're also all pretty hot, to be honest. It's catchy. I also barely remember this ending. I feel like it's very Sasuke-coded.
Yeah.
It is. It is. I like this ending. I like it. It's okay. I liked how we see Itachi a little bit. We see Sasuke a lot. And Naruto's there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a clip show where we're inside their head, kind of.
Yeah.
I guess. But I don't want to take it as canon, right? Because, you know, I'm scared. It can't be hurt. But I watched it twice. Don't remember it. I liked it better than the opening.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't remember either of them. I don't I don't have like necessarily negative feelings either way about either of them. I just, it's like soup in one ear, soup out the other. Like, I don't.
Sure.
I just don't see it. Episode 452, The Genius.
Oh.
Oh no, Ninetales attack time. Itachi protects the infant Sasuke from harm. Good big brother. I was like, what? Like, you're not in the Leaf Village. I don't understand what this is.
Well, okay. This feels like a whoopsie doopsie based off what we know before. And it might be because the Uchiha compound is outside the Leaf Village, but later they say a line that's like, we're even farther outside than last time, sort of implying that, and you have to do a little bit of leaps of logic here, that the Leaf Village back during the second Hokage, they were outside of it, but now that the Leaf Village has grown, they're inside of it again.
Okay.
Is that what actually happened? I don't know. And you might be asking, how could that happen after three Ninja World Wars back to back where everyone died? I don't know. But they seem to have realized that they were wrong. So they just threw in a quick sentence to justify it. And I will thank them for that. Because I was like, what the fuck?
If you're going to oppress a people, you have to make sure they can't read.
I've never thought about that. I just kind of thought Ninetales big in Leaf Village. But yeah, like, the Uchihas would be pretty far removed. So, like, why was Itachi amongst all of the rubble and shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it does seem like he was there at the outside, but in the random rocks. So
Itachi wanted to see the Ninetales. That's what happened.
Yeah.
It could be.
Itachi was like, oh, bitch, I want to look
at
it.
So I say, even though it doesn't fit my previous headcanon, I could see how it makes sense. Even though, again, I'm like, all right.
Right. Yeah. Kim doesn't really want to describe the plot details because we've seen this scene of the Ninetales attack before. Right. We know what happens.
Yeah. There's a big
the animation fox. Is super cool. It looks good as hell with the thick, inky lines.
Yeah, definitely.
Which we've seen before also. So.
Yeah, we've seen this scene probably 15 times now.
it still looks sick every time. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, is that new? No, they did this before.
Nope, yep. Yeah, a lot of this episode, I think, is recap. And that was unpleasant.
It's a recap from like someone else's point of view. So I was like, see, it is it's complicated being Sasuke's dad, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Being a widow man.
It's hard to be the third Hokage, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Jesus. Itachi takes a little crying Uchiha girl to the emergency shelter with him, saving her from getting riddled with shrapnel. The Uchiha police are in charge of evacuation and protecting the citizens. Sure hope this doesn't lead to some sort of anti-Uchiha conspiracy.
Hmm.
Is it wrong to say the show is written so gay it makes me a misogynist? Like, is it wrong to say? Like, I'm sorry, Izumi sucks. I hate Izumi. I don't like a lot of the women characters in Naruto, and it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
I do like Tsunade a lot, if that counts for anything.
yeah. And we liked Ino even when Ino was getting girl treatment, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like Temari.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who else? Shizune is cool.
Yeah.
She has poison breath and she's like a power lesbian. I do like her.
Yeah.
That's true.
I like that.
Orochimaru when he's a girl.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Cat lady that gives Sasuke his clothes.
Hinata is good.
I love Hinata.
Conan.
Okay.
Girl.
Yep.
We're doing it.
This is a medium length list at this point, and I'm happy. I'm happy with that.
We have binders full of women of Naruto that we
like. Yeah, we do. We actually do. It's just Izumi. She ain't in the binder. She ain't there. No. Like I. It is Shisui and Itachi in my head. Like, Izumi can go away. And Izumi gets the full red carpet Naruto girl treatment. Oh, my God. Like, can anyone be competent in a woman in this show sometimes? Like,
no.
Jesus Christ.
No.
It's just a green copycat at the end of the day. And I'm just like, blah.
Definitely was having, like, wait, when does it take place? Is that Rin? When's Rin going to show up? This is so Rin coded.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like Kishimoto's like corporate told him like you got to give all the guys a beard, aka a woman, to make them look less gay.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool. Well, I'm gonna keep in this scene of Shisui and Itachi like butt fucking. Like, okay.
Right.
Like, okay. like, Izumi is obviously supposed to be this, like, love interest or whatever, even though we, like, barely get any contact with her, which is a whole other issue, but whatever, I'm not gonna get into that. The scene we get with Shisui, like, builds upon his character, builds upon the lore, builds upon the world, like, in so many fucking ways. What does the scene with Izumi do? Nothing. It does nothing.
It makes you confused.
Yeah.
Because you were like, I thought she was gay.
It's like, is that the same girl from before? Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, because every time I see Itachi, I see a homosexual.
Mm. Yeah.
So what? Who is she?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
I'll keep an open mind because I don't know who the fuck this gal is.
That's fine. Yeah.
And I think we have 8 more of these episodes. So yep. I bet she's going to be around. You know what? I bet she's going to do something bad and Itachi's going to have to save her. Let's see what else. They're going to show Itachi killing her, hopefully.
I guarantee you, there's like so much shit where like things happen and it's just Itachi probably having to be like, oh, I've saved you. And then her being like, wow, my husband.
Did you want to save these? Zip.
Yeah, like, wow, Itachi, you saved me again. And Itachi's like, no, bitch. Like, I'm trying to go to the grocery store. In my way. I moved your cart. Like,
yeah, but I fell down on my way to my grocery store. You saved me when I fall down.
Right. Like, that's what it gives. And I'm like, ugh.
Why do the men in Naruto never love a woman? The women love men in Naruto.
You know,
but
yeah,
the men never love a woman.
Because the men have to love each other. It's like the 1950s.
You wouldn't get it. Yeah, the bond that we have.
The bond that they share. Because they stormed the beaches at Normandy.
Exactly.
They did all this shit. They were kissing each other on the neck.
Yes.
And keeping each other warm in the nude on the ships.
And don't tell me that there are girls in the military in Naruto, too. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
There's a special thing that happens to men in the military. In war times,
covered in dirt,
in the cold, covered in the MRE bacon grease.
Yes,
that happened. And then they come back home and they look at their wives and they're like,
"I hate you."
I guess you're not Paul, but
I'm gonna go drink and be weirdly interested in lawnmowers. Bye. And that's beautiful.
Damn, bitch! How come your legs aren't hairy? Like, what the fuck?
Ew, gross. Yeah, that's mostly it. You know, it's like. You wouldn't get it, but it's special.
Yeah, that's just real.
Yeah, it's something. I didn't think about this till just right now. I mean, I thought about it before, but I didn't really let it bloom. But here we are. I don't want to see any more Uchiha background. I was really into this backstory because I like Itachi.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Wait, did I just say that? Because
you did. It's on wax. We got
it. Damn it. Yeah, I like Itachi. I think he's fucking insane, but he had a hard time.
Yeah.
It makes everything that happens more insane the more background they keep giving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And before I was saying it, the more background they gave, the more confusing it was. Mm-hmm. Even in the episodes where they grabbed my face and were like, here is the timeline. Here is what happened. I was like, all right, but like, what happened? And that's what I kind of got a little bit of here, right? Because it's just such a crazy plan to kill all of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking insane. I don't know why they had to kill all of them. They said it. They have said it on the program before.
I don't know. Coup and...
I think it just got really messy
by
the time Kishimoto figured it out. Because...
Oh, yeah.
Not saying for certain. You know, I bet he had lots of fun ideas. But I bet it was a little simpler when Itachi just murdered all those motherfuckers.
Yep.
Because Itachi is not nice in Naruto Prime, and he doesn't break that at all. Which, you know, doesn't mean anything, technically, right? It's a more beautiful story.
He did what he had to
sometimes.
Do.
He did what he had to do.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to protect his brother, allegedly. Also, Itachi's just fun and cool.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
True.
And that's just it. Like, is he mean in Naruto Prime? Yeah. But is he cool? Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
It's interesting. I'm excited to finish Naruto.
Yeah.
In the next half a year, I guess. And if that shit. And then start to watch like YouTube think pieces and shit like that.
Ooh,
on it.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Tim. I'm going to warn you right now. There are like 2 or 3 of these bitches. I'll find them and make sure you have their names so you have put them on the wall of shame.
Okay.
They can't read. They can't read. They don't understand English. I don't know what the problem is, but they have such a fundamental misunderstanding about the program. They also do this with every other show that they watch and try to have like a think piece about that. It might make you I don't know, commit atrocities. Like, it might make you Republican. It might make you...
Donzo was right.
Yeah, like, there are a couple of them that, like, they were talking about some stuff, and I was like, so did you guys, like, not watch the show and just kind of, like, you looked at the character art and thought this was what's supposed to happen? Or, like, what was going on? Like, there's one guy who talks about the Rasengan and tries to explain how the jutsu works, and the show tells you how it works. And this guy was so fucking wrong about how... I'm like, so you just didn't watch the show?
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Cool. So why are you on YouTube? So yeah, I'll find them and make sure you don't, or you can seek them out.
You know, let's say you start some wrong opinions to start the basis, the trash basis.
Yeah, however you want to do it. I want you to have control. I don't want you to accidentally stumble upon it. I want you to have the control.
That's real. Thank you. I have a delicious Naruto must playlist that we can all watch together once we finish the show.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, it's time to rebuild the Leaf Village again.
Sure.
Everybody thinks Baby Sasuke is a girl. Love that. Tim said he was too beautiful to be a man. Baby Itachi does not like girls.
Yeah.
During the rebuilding, Danzo decides to relocate the Uchiha clan to the edge of the village, and the third Hokage promises them that a new Uchiha-only training ground will be built over their smile. We love to segregate.
Insane. Like, there's so much enrichment you can get out here. You can run around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll love it out here.
The way the third tries to fucking spin this is so gross. It's like... No. It's like crazy the way he tries to spin it. It's like so gross. It's like so politics. It's just
I was probably a little younger, would have probably eaten this propaganda up like popcorn.
Sure.
But as an adult who has survived several rounds of layoffs at my old job and watched the emails come through about them slashing hours for very important departments, the third Hokage gives like corporate head of HR bullshit.
Yes.
Like they cut hours for the registration team down so hard, and they were like, yeah, but like now that we're switching to this new way of distributing hours, think about all of the new free time that you have. You can spend time with families. You can take up another hobby. And like you can like, you know, get on Duolingo. Interested in learning about what new things you do now that you aren't working as hard and you get to have that free time. And I was like,
I got another job
and I quit this one. Exactly. Yeah. I'm having a great time not living anywhere because the 20 hours a week you're saying is full time is not enough.
The family that I'm able to hang out with more, I cannot feed. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all hanging out together in the back of my car because we have nowhere else to go.
I don't know what's going on here, man. It's like, I guess the whole thing is the third Hokage is so powerless because he had to step down, and Minato... I don't know how long Minato was the Kage, that's for sure. But he just gets forced back. Third Hokage just gets forced back into it. So he loses political capital. So Danzo has the upper hand. But then I'm just like, you live in a ninja village.
Yeah.
Of ninjas.
Yeah.
Figure
just
it out.
Like, just kill beat Danzo up. Like, that's what, like, the part that gets me is that, like, you said we're in a ninja show, a ninja world, a ninja universe. Mm-hmm. Beat him up.
Beat him up.
Whip his
ass. Get Itachi to beat him up.
Like, I don't, what do you mean? Like, I, because you know the Raikage probably had a Danzo-esque advisor at some point. And that motherfucker slipped up and said some shit, and the Raikage beat his shit in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, punched his head off and said, so do you have another, like, who else is going to step up and do you have a problem? Because what are we really doing? Because I'm about it. Like, what are we doing? This is what we needed.
Well, the Raikage just seems to have such a good judge of character, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they only surround themselves with, like, top of the class, like, in regards to different skill sets and, like, a variety of, like I said, skill sets and stuff like that. Like, you have, like, the secretary girl, and then you have, like, the fighting people, and then, like, whatever. It's just, like, cool. It's just really cool how he sets himself up for success in that way, where the third Hokage is like, no, I'm ride or die for Danzo, even though he's fucked me over 17 motherfucking times. Like,
oh, my God. The way Danzo has fucked him over, and then on top of that, he keeps those other two old bitches who are consistently in his ear.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I think we should bail out the corporations. And the other one's like, I think that we should criminalize homelessness, but also increase the cost of housing. And they're like, and he's just sitting there being like, oh, I wish I could do something. I could do something to help. Mm-hmm. Wow, there's so many orphans.
Is there a way to like blame this on Jiraiya and Tsunade? Because like, where are you guys? Orochimaru out there, he's making an impact. a negative impact. But where are you two?
Now?
I think they were out at war.
They were probably out at war. Now, Jiraiya did try to stop Orochimaru, but Orochimaru did whip his ass.
Yeah.
And Tsunade, I think, was traumatized.
Yeah, she was.
If they both have PTSD, that's fair.
Yeah, Tsunade was very much like, wow, everyone I ever loved dies.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hide and gamble.
Yeah, I think she fucked off at this point. Yeah.
That's fair.
And then Jiraiya was like, well, my titty girl is gone. Orochimaru, you can't leave me because I love you. And Orochimaru was like, I need more children to eat. And then left.
It's like, I guess I'll write porn in the mountains.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Which, I mean, same, honestly. I would have been like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, good for him.
I'm out.
But yeah, that is a really fair point of how, like, the next generation was just, like, peace. Like,
they were out. They were like,
across the board.
I'm not doing this.
We're, like,
shit.
One of the 8 people that have survived, so goodbye.
Yeah.
So here we go. The Uchiha were not exactly happy about this, and they say that they were put on evacuation detail because the Leaf was afraid they'd use their Sharingan to control the Ninetales. Mm. I want to say that it's so bold to think that Red Shirt Uchiha was like, they were scared that I was, that, you know, we could take control of it. So I'd have been like, none of you are taking control of that, Sweet Pea.
It was that common knowledge?
I don't know if it was common knowledge or not, but I just was so like, you're girl. Mm-hmm. No, I'm so sorry, but not you. Not a motherfucker in this room.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but no. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I love having self-confidence, but DeLulu, baby, let's reel that back in, sweets. They also say that this is how the second Hokage treated the Uchiha, but more extreme. Oops, great job, Hiruzen.
Wow.
Cool.
Good. Great.
Sasuke's dad says they can't complain because other clans are being relocated. Baby Itachi asks to go see where they're going to relocate the Uchiha, and father and son train fireball jutsu. Baby Itachi is a big brain genius and picks up the fireball jutsu immediately.
Yep.
That was fun.
It's Itachi. The expectation was pretty high and he met it, so.
He met it easy.
It made me sad that he's just always like, teach me jutsu, daddy. He wants a relationship so bad.
Oh, I know.
So bad.
Yeah. That's why he carries that fucking kid everywhere.
Yep.
And you know, this isn't the point, but like their new area looks sick, I guess, right? Like gold, beautiful lake. I think that was a purposeful choice, but hey, being kicked off your land is bad.
Yeah.
I agree. It looks like the new spot for the Uchiha is surrounded by their haters. Surely this doesn't mean anything. Baby Itachi goes to ninja school, but it's simply too easy for him. He's God's strongest warrior. All the girls love him. Yeah. All the boys envy and hate him.
Hell yeah.
And Itachi couldn't care less. All he wants to do is train jutsu, see brother, ponder the meaning of life, eat hot chip and lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly, 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 truly. I mean, talk about a one-track mind. Like, yeah. He is focused. You can definitely say that.
Absolutely.
Does he have any hobbies? Out there,
Sasuke.
Sasuke. And
Shisui.
Jutsu. Yeah,
Shisui.
Some of Itachi's classmates drag him into a fight with a big kid, and he easily defeats him. Now everybody loves and respects Itachi.
Hell yeah.
He hates it. Itachi doesn't care. He's too busy having an existential crisis. We see him meet his future boyfriend, Shisui. Didn't realize he was older than Itachi. That was funny. Shisui's a good friend to have. He could talk to him about the philosophy of life.
Like I said earlier, I feel like this just world-builded more and, like, added more to the lore or whatever. Mm-hmm. Shisui's cool. Like, I just like to see Shisui on screen, so.
Yeah.
He's huge eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prowess.
Yeah. Baby Itachi is so talented that he can do fucking shadow clone jutsu just for a schoolyard tussle. They decide to let him graduate the academy early because he's such a strong and powerful little guy. Bro, he needs to stay in school for his social development.
Yes.
Bro, he's going to have a hard time fitting with his peers, bro.
Yeah. Yes, that felt like explicit where he's just like, I'm not doing great. I need to be okay, I guess I'm going to go to war now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And I like the way that they, quote unquote, shot this, right? With him being in the woods and him being there. I was like, why are they coming back and forth like this? And he's like, oh, because he's in two places at once?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That rocks. That's cool.
I did like that. That band. Absolutely. That's what I would do, honestly. I would send Shadow Clone to work.
Yep.
And then real me would just stay in the bed.
Yeah, I was like, all right, go to school and then fucking kill yourself at the end so I get all the information. Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, though. Can we talk about what does it mean when they say a forbidden jutsu?
So, I'm... I get annoyed when they say forbidden jutsu sometimes because sometimes
it's
I wish
illegal.
I wish they would just say dangerous jutsu or this is a jutsu that children should not be using. Because
yeah.
the shadow clone jutsu is supposed to be quote unquote forbidden because it's dangerous because you split your chakra in half mm-hmm. each time you use it. Which means that if you're a regular person and you do it like three times, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that. That makes sense. So do we think that fucking Itachi just figured it out on his own without the scroll, the magical scroll?
No, I think
that...
his dad taught him.
Mm. His dad may have taught him that because, again, yeah, because it's if you're a Jonin or above, you're allowed to learn it, which is why it's not forbidden.
Oh.
It's just like.
Okay.
You need to be a Jonin or higher.
Yeah. I mean, this is the third episode. You know, I was falling asleep.
Oh, 100%. I was falling asleep.
It was in Japanese, so I would just like zone out. And I can't understand what they're saying. I can't do that anymore. I can't do that anymore. I don't know. I don't speak Japanese. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I still watch it in the shower, but I'll tell you this too. The other thing that is kind of annoying to me that the English dub does a fuckload is the English dub will conflate a regular clone jutsu and a shadow clone jutsu a lot. So in the episode in English, they do differentiate between the two. But there are other parts in the back where they're like, wow, I can't be used so-and-so, use a shadow clone. And I was like, Sakura didn't use a fucking shadow clone. She just used a regular one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because, like, of course she did.
I was confused by it for a second. And then, luckily, the subtitle. The subtitle also translated text in a really weird way. That pissed me off because I haven't had it before. But they were translating the kanji for the villages or whatever. So, but it would be like, it wasn't like, it was like fire, thunder, water. Not mist or, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tim's been wanting it for so long, now that he got it, he hates it.
Yeah, it's like, you choose this out of everything. Yeah. I was like, who's fire? And why is he saying that?
But yeah, those are the episodes.
Yeah. We're in the Itachi zone. We're going to get Itachi pilled if we're not already.
I think Tim's going to be Itachi pilled. I think the rest of us are already there. Tim is the one that needs to.
I'm just afraid they're going to mess it up.
That's fair.
That's fair.
I don't know if I watched this, honestly.
I didn't. I skipped it. As fuck.
Yeah. I think I skipped it originally,
too. Super fucking skipped it. And I love Itachi. Like, I stan Itachi.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't give a shit about what this is. I want to know the next part the previous thing.
That just makes sense to me. No, I think I skipped it too because I was just like, no, like I need to see the show. Like I need to watch the goddamn show. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
there's only four people alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see Sasuke and Naruto. Mm-hmm. I need to see how they get out of this one. Scooby Doo gang.
Mm-hmm. Why'd they put it here? Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
The other thing, too, is, like, now they have, like, they have the ability to change the order whenever they want. Like, they can just do that. It's digital medium now. They can just be like, hey, just put that part over here now.
Hey, do this. Take those 10 minutes out. Put it over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in for it, I guess. We're excited. I'm going to have so much fucking fun. Oh, my God.
I think I am. I like Itachi.
I'm not mad about these. Just mad about the placement.
Yeah.
That's the biggest crime. But yeah, no, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be good even. So I like to see Itachi. Like, God damn, he's just such a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, complex, mean. All right. Well, that does it for the episode we covered today. Let's give another round of sound for these Kages. Thank you, Carlos Bino.
Thank you, Jeffrey Tian.
Thank you, Simon DeMeo.
Thank you, Jeff Ward.
And thank you, Samu Mitchell. Awesome! You can find the show on Twitter and Instagram at Naruto Revuto, and of course you can find us on Patreon where we have many delicious treats for our listeners, including our monthly movie nights, all the bonus episodes we have, and of course our wonderful Discord community you can join. You can find our editor Vince at SequencePod on Twitter, that's SequencePod. Check out his album called Ruin Numbers by Hikikomori on Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube Music, and iTunes. Awesome! So you can check me out at Juiceverse, that's Juiceverse. Honestly, I feel like I'm in my sunset era for content creation, so if you like what I do, I kind of still post on Instagram, but that's kind of it. That's kind of it recently. So I'm still embroidering and stuff, but I just am bad about sharing it recently, so I'll try harder maybe.
Maybe, who's to say?
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. Got a link tree there to all my other stuff, like my Left Behind podcast or advice show or D&D show. Check it out, baby.
Nice. You can find me all across the internet at Josketh. That's at J-O-S-K-E-T-H. I'd be out here bullshitting, acting up, watching wrestling, playing Pokemon, you know, the usual shit. Yeah. What a party, these eps.
Yeah.
Well, I think that about does it. Live, laugh, believe it. And don't let your fucking first graders hang out with Orochimaru.
Yes.
That's true.
What's wrong with you?
And yet...